SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Speaker Mike Johnson says the House budget package blueprint is not ready for prime time. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson said Sunday that tentative plans for the House Budget Committee markup this week may now be postponed as Republican lawmakers continue to struggle to reach an agreement on the framework for a massive reconciliation package containing much of President Donald Trump's legislative agenda. House leaders have been hoping to work through the weekend to reach agreement on a budget resolution that would allow for a markup as early as Tuesday. But Johnson said on Fox News Sunday that more time is needed. The package could also include an increase in the debt limit. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The fragile truce between Israel and Hamas in Gaza seems to be unraveling, as Hamas says it will indefinitely postpone releasing any more Israeli hostages from its attack on October 7th, 2023.
Israel has responded furiously, saying that Hamas has broken its obligation to release hostages, and it has accused Hamas of basically going back on its word. It is now preparing the IDF, the Israeli military, according to the defense minister, to be fully prepared for what may come next, and that would be, of course, a resumption of the war. But quite interestingly, the families of the hostages are overwhelmingly angry with the government over this. They don't believe that Benjamin Netanyahu really wants to progress to phase two. They believe that he and members, right-wing members of his government, want to resume the war because they don't believe that Hamas is yet militarily defeated.
BBC correspondent Wire Davis reporting from Jerusalem. President Trump says he's directed the Treasury Department to stop minting new pennies, citing the rising cost of producing the one-cent coin. On Wall Street, the Dow by 167 points. This is SRN News. President Trump adds another clergyman to his cabinet.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department is investigating potential civil rights violations at two universities and a high school sports league that allowed men to compete on women's teams. The department is opening reviews at San Jose State University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association. The action comes shortly after President Trump signed an executive order intended to ban males from competing against women. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Six Roses Wall Street took President Trump's latest threat on tariffs in stride. The S&P 500 climbed 0.7%, coming off a losing week bookended by worries about how potential tariffs could threaten the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rallied 1%. Stocks of U.S. steel and aluminum producers jumped after Mr. Trump said he would announce tariffs on all such imports. McDonald's also climbed on strength for its markets outside the United States. The Dow up 167 points today to close at 44,470. The NASDAQ gained 190 points to 19,714. The S&P 500 added 40 to 6066. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.